Hey, you know what it's time for now, Rob?
Movie reviews?
It's time for Seen Any Good Movies Lately? With our resident Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show movie critic, Scott Barlow. Hello.
Hello.
Scott.
Yeah.
Seen any good movies lately?
Yeah, actually.
Have you seen Barbed Wire?
No, I haven't.
That's the only movie we care about. Why'd you call in?
I've seen the preview, and I think that pretty much sums everything up.
Boobs.
You don't have to go see the movie.
It's all about boobs.
Yeah, you see enough skin in the preview to satisfy you, and then you don't have to sit through
I heard you don't see any real skin during the film itself.
You don't actually see anything?
You see a lot of tops, and as anybody who listens to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show knows, I'm a big fan of the underneaths, and you don't really see too many underneaths. Just
well,
the tops.
Then I'm definitely skipping it.
Yeah, you see some of these areolas.
Areola.
So, Scott, what movies have you seen this week? Have you seen any good movies lately?
I saw one good movie.
What was it?
It was called Kicking and Screaming.
Kicking and Screaming? Where's that showing at?
That's showing downtown at the Artsy Fartsy Movie Theater.
Ah, so you gotta kind of be like elite to go there, huh?
Yeah, well, I don't know. You gotta be wearing black.
Okay. And what is this Kicking and Screaming movie all about? Is it worth my hard-earned dollar?
Sounds like a Bruce Lee film.
Well, if you read about it in the paper or something, you won't want to see it because it's like one of these Generation X, hey, four guys just out of college who don't know what to do with themselves, you know? And there's something I really couldn't care less about.
Do they all smoke? In the movies, all Generation Xers smoke.
I think two of them do.
Okay.
The other two don't. But, they're all really cool, you know, they're all really hip. But by the end of the movie, it sort of caught up with itself and it has a great ending. It's sort of a nice movie, but it's got some of that overdone Generation X dialogue where they talk about old cartoons and crap and they think it's cute.
Is that the only movie you saw this week?
I also saw Headless Body and Topless Bar.
Ooh, is that a good movie?
No. I saw that at the Artsy Fartsy Movie Theater, and it's about a psycho who takes a bunch of people hostage in a topless bar, and then it turns into like a psychotherapy session.
Sounds like fun.
Well, it's sort of fun at first, and then it just gets really stupidly disgusting violent and just
I thought you liked those shoot 'em up movies, Scott.
Well, I'm getting a little tired of this Tarantino spawn genre of disgusting violence and blood everywhere and people cutting people's heads off, and it's going too far. It's going too far. And then in the end they wrap it up with a little bit of, I guess we all learned something from that crazy psychotic head chopper.
From the guy that killed 12 people, we all learned a lesson.
Yeah, the people who were still alive decide not to turn him in because, you know, I really learned something about myself when he was killing that other guy.
That sounds like a heavy, deep movie that I'll probably miss.
Yeah, it was a piece of shit, actually.
So what movies are you planning on seeing? What movies are you excited about?
Tomorrow night I'm seeing Richard III, which is the big update of Richard III placed in the Nazi era with Annette Bening.
Oh, okay. I heard that was pretty good.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Okay.
But I guess, Twister's opening soon.
Are you going to have to see that? That's going to be a blockbuster.
Well, it looks good.
Now, is Jodie Foster in that, or is that a Jodie Foster lookalike?
It's Sandra Bullock.
It's Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt.
From Mad About You, that wacky TV sitcom with Paul Reiser. But I don't know, that looks like it might be good, except it's one of them things where the tornado is just chasing them.
Well, one last thing, Scott.
Hold on. This brings up a very good point.
What's that?
Remember the tagline for Jaws 3? This time it's personal.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing. Suddenly this force of nature gets a grudge.
Hey, what was the deal with Fox scooping them? Fox had a movie on, like, tonight called Tornado, not to be confused with Twister.
Yeah, everybody's got tornado documentaries on. It's all promotion. It's all promotion.
The Weather Channel is the king of those tornado videos.
They're all suckling at the nipple of the movie company.
That's a good metaphor.
But
especially since we've been talking about Pam Anderson all night.
Well, Mission Impossible. That's my bet.
For the blockbuster or for
That's
a good movie?
That's my bet. I can't wait for that one because it's De Palma. And, you know, Cruz, I don't know, he's okay. But that movie looks great.
Well, listen, Scott, thanks for calling in with Seen Any Good Movies Lately, a new feature on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. My last question, even though it's not a movie, there's a play coming to town. It's Talk Radio by Eric Bogosian. It'll be produced by the Malaprop Productions at the Carnegie Theater at the Carnegie Arts Center there in Covington, Kentucky on Scott Street. Are you planning on checking that out?
I hadn't heard about it, but God, I love that play, and I think I just might go.
You've seen the Oliver Stone film of the same name, haven't you?
I've seen it many times.
What do you think of that movie?
I loved it when I saw it, and the more I watch it, the more I realize it sucks.
Why do you think the movie sucks?
Because I suddenly awoke to Oliver Stone's overall suckiness.
Hold on a second, Scott. Before you go any further, let me read you a bit of Pamela Anderson in pictures, if I may. This is the voice of Pamela Anderson. Starting to read on page 136. Making love to Tommy seemed like the most natural and perfect thing to do. I knew I was madly in love with him. That first time was incredible. Tommy satisfied me in a way no man has ever done before. We made love morning, noon, and night. And sometimes morning, mid-morning, noon, afternoon, evening, and midnight.
Oh.
So saith Pamela Anderson.
She's a brain trust.
So what's wrong with Oliver Stone, you punk?
He's just he has no subtlety. He's just a big goof smashing you over the head.
All right, well, thanks for your movie reviews this week, Scott. We've seen any good movies
well,
like
wait, this? I had to talk to you about something, punk.
What's that?
I don't know if I should talk about it on the air.
Okay, well, hang on a minute, punk. That was Scott Barlow with
Seen any good movies lately?
A regular feature here on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show for those of you who are in need of reviews for your movies before you go and see them. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, or at least it is for 10 minutes. We'll be right back.